Blog Talk Radio.
WD Smith B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody.
All right, all right, all right. You are live on BWD Radio with me, your host, who else? Ms. V. You can call, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. In just a moment, I will be joined by singer-songwriter of R&B Soul, Nakia. I want to make sure that I'm saying it correctly, but I'll find out shortly. Also, very well-versed in pop. So she's an all-around well-versed artist. Our live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music variety station. There's no commercials, nothing but the hottest indie artists of today. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and the indie artists of today. We consider, support, and play all genres of music worldwide. Be sure to take us on the go. You download our mobile app. It's hot. iTunes, Google Play. Or you can also use your TuneIn app. It's probably built in on your cell phone. If not, if you use it or download it, just search for BWD Space Radio, and you can listen in live there as well. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and bring my wonderful guest in. Nakia, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, you are.
Outstanding. I always love when I can clarify. So... I have your latest single. In fact, you know what? I'm really glad to finally catch up with you. You're definitely a busy woman, so you're definitely balancing. So,
yeah, I'm busy.
Oh, well, that's good. It's better to be busy than not. I have your latest single. It's titled Maybe I. I have that ready, so we'll spin that out for the listeners after our interview. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to jump right on in. Now, is Nakia your born name or a stage name, as well as go ahead and tell us where are you originally from and where are you now?
Okay, so Nakia is my born name, and of course, yes, it's my stage name as well. I grew up in Los Angeles, California, and I'm in New York now.
Wow. What part of New York?
I'm in Long Island, about an hour away from Manhattan.
Woo! Nice area. Nice area. All right. So I think you started, I believe you started very young. However, when did it really hit you? When did you realize that you wanted to get into the music industry? And who are some of your musical influences?
So it's actually like a funny story. So when
Great.
I was younger, you know, as all kids do, they dance around the house, they sing. You know, they do all these things when they see people on TV. So I was actually, I used to put like a towel on my head and sing with a brush and stand on the coffee table as if it was my stage. And I know, I used to get yelled at all the time, like, get off the table. So I was actually doing my routine, standing on the table with a towel on my head, and I saw Whitney Houston's video, The Greatest Love of All, and I started singing it. And my mother would always yell at me to get off the table, but at that time, when she heard me really singing, she realized I could sing. And that's when I really, really knew, like, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to be a singer. And then it all just kind of took off from there.
Wow, yeah. She has been a major influence for so many artists. And I want to say that that was one of her top songs that really actually influenced many artists to her as an artist.
Yeah.
Now, you've dropped two albums. I believe you just dropped a third one on the 8th. What can the listeners, first, is that correct? And also, what can the listeners expect and where can they go to get all your music?
Okay, so I have dropped two albums. The song that was dropped on the 8th is a single. And the new album won't be coming until like end of year, beginning of year. I do have another single that's coming mid-June, somewhere mid-June, like July, that we are putting together now. All of the albums, all of the music, the single, everything you can get on iTunes, Spotify, Xbox Live, anywhere where songs, music's digital, you can get it from there. Or you can go to my website and it'll just give you links to everything. And the website's www.soundsandakia.com, and that'll just give you really the links to all the music. You can see my music video there to Maybe I. You can get tour dates and just updates about where I'm at, everything that I'm doing.
Outstanding. Now, your latest single, Maybe I, is now what inspired... what inspired this latest single, as well as, you know, which EP is it on or to be on? And if you can let the listener know what they can expect from, you know, the sound and your story on this track.
Right. So Maybe I, the inspiration for that is just, you know, some of my own personal experiences going through relationships in life, some of the experiences that I've seen some of my girlfriends go through and just other women in general. And the song is really just for the women. They can really connect to the song because most women have been through heartbreak, breakups, men cheating. For the men, from that aspect, when they listen to the song, what I hope they get from it is that they really see how women feel and what they go through when they do something that they're not supposed to do to us women. The song is actually going to be on the album, the forthcoming album, and it, the album's called She Is Me. Meaning, when I say She Is Me, for every woman, like you could be me at one point, I could be you. Anyone, a woman walking on the street could be me. Women don't know, you know, we don't walk in each other's shoes, so we don't know what we're all going through at certain points in time. So the album is just very inspirational for women to basically come together and not fight each other and just know that when things happen, everything happens for a reason, and it just leads up to something bigger and better.
Amen to that. I love that. And that's a, wow, that is just, not only is it a true, you know, true story, it's also, I actually love the name. That it's very creative, and that's great. Stick to it. Stick to that title. And it's true, too, because, you know, even though we may be smiling on the outside, doesn't mean we're actually smiling on the inside.
Absolutely.
You know? So
and
very,
a lot of women are like, I feel like they're super women because women wear many hats every day. We go through a lot. We do a lot of things, and no one sees that. People only see what's on the outside, the shell that's on the outside. They don't see what's going on the inside.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow, you're right on. You're spot on. Now, and I'm sure the two albums are in this, but what do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment or some of your, you know, major achievements as a recording artist?
Well, I've done some pretty big concerts at the House of Blues in California. I've done Hershey Park in Pennsylvania, which I'll be there again doing another concert July 18th. They're bringing me back by popular demand, which is good. Yes. And I also, I think just recording an album or a single in itself is an accomplishment because we all, every day as people, we always say, okay, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're going to do, and we procrastinate and we don't do it. So I think just getting past that milestone of the recording and, you know, people wanting to hear your music and listen to the music, I think that is a, that's a big accomplishment for, not even for myself, but for any artist.
It is.
Because when,
it is.
Yeah, I mean, when you, when really, like, when you're recording songs and you're writing them also, it's, you're almost being vulnerable and letting people inside your life and inside your mind to really see and figure out what's going on, and sometimes it's hard to be vulnerable.
It is, it is, and you know, a lot of that has to, you know, a lot of that affects how long women are single. We get to the point where we're like, you know what, it's not even worth it, you know,
that's
more
true.
So than the men. Yeah, more so than, more so than the, than men, because what do you
true.
Have to offer out, you know, outside of the bedroom, so to speak, you know, what,
exactly.
What do you have to offer? So you had started to mention a few of the things you have going on, but I want to make sure that, you know, if you have some live events. You started to mention them, clarify your music videos that you have out, and any other, you know, project happenings that you want to share with us that I may have not asked you about.
Sure. So, yes, of course, July 18th, I'll be at Hershey Park doing a concert. That's in Hershey Park, Pennsylvania. Also, June 1st, I'll be on the cover of El Barrio magazine. People should go out and buy that magazine. Or they can get it digital and download it, too. It's going to be a very interesting magazine. It actually talks about, there's a really good article in there that talks about women being in abusive relationships and avoiding abusive relationships. So I think that's going to be a very good issue. So I'm on the cover of that. I actually just came out in We Rise magazine that came out in May. You can get that magazine too. You can buy that online or download that digital as well. And of course, the new single is called The Drug Song, and that'll be out, like I said, mid June, end of June, beginning of July. That's also a really good song that talks about how men are women's drugs. So that's going to be another very interesting song.
Mm-hmm.
And we start the shoot on that video in a couple of weeks. So,
yay.
A lot going on at once, yes.
That's good. I mean, that's good because if you're not moving, you're not growing. So that's good. That's outstanding. Definitely. Now, when did you say you're going to be on the cover for El Barrio? Is it June or July,
1st.
Did you say?
It's the June 1st issue.
Okay. And you're also going to be in BWD Magazine, too, for featured in June. You got a lot going on, girl.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, you got a lot going on, girl. All right. Well, you know, it's definitely been a pleasure. Why don't you go ahead, take this time. I know you had started to mention some, you know, the contact information as far as where we can get your music. But to have it all together, go ahead with any shout-outs you have, contact info, you know, if someone wants to book you, feature you, have a collab with you, if you're up for collabs. And just anything else you want to share with your fans and soon-to-be fans.
Right. So definitely everyone go to iTunes or Amazon MP3, anywhere you can go and download the single. It's really good. Also, I just want to take the time to thank your radio show for having me. It's been fun. I also want to – yes, thank you. Again, shout out El Barrio Magazine. Buy the magazine. It's going to be a good one. Of course, I'm on the cover, so it makes it better.
Of course, it's going to be good.
Yes. my publicist, Frank Moten, he's really good. Shout him out, too. My distributor, Capera Records, Prepare Music Group. Shout out to them over there because they made all this possible. I want to thank all the fans, future fans and present fans. I have to thank my team, Nakia, because obviously without a team, none of this would be possible.
That's right.
I also want to thank my music producer, Sean Keys. Thanks for the awesome music. And if anybody wants to book me for collabs or anything, you can actually go to my website, www.soundsofnakia.com, and there's some links there where you can email me for bookings, public appearances, collaborations. You can go right to my site and just anything and everything you want to know, how to contact me, everything is there.
Okay, so if they want your Twitter or Facebook, everything's there.
Everything is there.
All right. That's great. Well, it's definitely been a pleasure chopping it up with you. But before you leave us, why don't you go ahead and take us into your latest, which is Maybe I. And anything you would want to say before you go into it is fine as well.
Okay. So for everybody out there listening, you're about to hear my new single, Maybe I, by Nakia. Make sure you download the single.
Absolutely. It's a hot track. All right. You take care, Nakia, and I'm sure we'll be in touch.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Girl, I don't know when it happened. It might have been on a Tuesday.
I really did love you.
Maybe I wasn't right for you.
All right, that was Nakia. That's right. Make sure you give her a follow. She has a lot going on, so be sure to give her a follow. Keep up with her movement. She has a lot. Not only has she accomplished a lot, she still has a lot more that she wants to accomplish. So be sure to support that movement. You can catch BWD Radio 24/7, a nonstop music station at bwdradio.com. You can either go to the main page and you can click on, I believe it says on air, or you can also click on the menu and it'll say listen. Either way, also the player, I believe, is also on the main page as well. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @BWDRadio_. If you are on Facebook, we've been such Twitter heads, we need to keep boosting that. So be sure to stop by our fan page, especially if you're respecting what we're doing for the hottest indie artists of today, because that's all we care about. All we do is we care about the indie artists. And so be sure to click that like button, BWD Radio. Our fan page, BWD Radio. Give it a like. Come on, it's only a click. Take BWD Radio on the go with you. You can download our mobile app. You can grab it on iTunes or Google Play. Or you can use the TuneIn app and just do a search for BWD Radio. Also, be on the lookout for BWD Magazine's monthly issue. June drops on the 5th. Each issue drops on the 5th of every month. It's always a free read, so you're guaranteed to get out there and to be seen. BWDmagazine.com. Also give us a follow and friend us on Facebook and Twitter at BWD Magazine. All right, BWD proudly supports BWD Magazine. What else? BWD Network. All right, well, you know, it's been wonderful. Be sure to tune in on the same BWD day. All right, same BWD time and a different BWD artist. All right, I'm going to leave you out of here with my girl, Miss Tamara Bubble, because she's living it up.
What up, people? This is your girl, Tamara Bubble, and you better keep it locked to the hottest station on the planet, BWD Radio, with the one and only Miss V. Hey, yo, Miss V, you better show them how we do. Bubble on deck. Yeah.
Hey,
waiting for that two-step. Move. Watch this.